We got up at a little after 8 in the morning. We had our breakfast at 9, and then we started the practice chanter at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
And I had to keep going with the chanter, himself on the one side of the fire, and I on the other. No books, but memory.
Memory, yes.
All from memory. He wouldn't take any pupil that couldn't memorize from his own playing.
Yeah.
He said that that was the way that the music was handed down, and if he couldn't get a pupil that was capable of that, he would prefer not to have him at all, if he had to teach him from books.
Yes.
So I had no difficulty. I was getting one and two a day, and I could have taken more if he had given it to me, but he thought I was doing good enough. And that went on until dinner time. Then he took me out in the afternoon, from 2 o'clock till 3 or 3:30, for a walk. And then we started the chanters again until it was just about 6 o'clock. And the chanters were set aside then. We had to wash up and prepared for their supper, which we got in the old Highland style, substantial, plain, good food. And then everything that I had learned on the chanter through the day, I had to play it off in the bagpipe from 7 o'clock until near bedtime. On and off.
That was a long day.
No, long day. He wouldn't give you any time for to play much.
No.
But he never taught us on a Saturday. He gave us the Saturday off. He and his son Angus, who's now my friend up in Sutherlandshire, is still alive, a good piper also. And he and I used to go away out and hunt for hares and rabbits in the snow with a stick and keep the pot boiling with rabbits and hares and things like that, and enjoy ourselves climbing the hills. And the same procedure started again on the Mondays. And at the end of the 2 months, he said to me, "Well, you're to go home now. I've had a letter from your father, and you're to go home. Your time is up now, and there's only one more pebrach," he said, "that I would like to teach you, and that'll complete 100 tunes that you've taken from me. The more pebrach that you've taken from me than any pupil ever I had." And the tune that he learned me, or taught me, I should say, before I left was the MacDonald Salute, one of the MacCrimmon famous pebrachs. And with that, I parted with him on the dog cart and the horse and the same driver.